Say the title of the episode with more enthusiasm with your sad ass. And today we're talking about trials and music. I'm like, dang, I'm all hyped than you are.
I'm the smooth one, okay?
That was my smooth. Back. That was sad.
All right, bet.
You ain't got to be all like me, but you can be more like me.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, we ready?
Okay.
Sorry. Welcome to Perception Vibes, where the vibe is to only be perceived by the music. There's already enough shade within the shade room, so we will not be discussing news, politics, gossip, anything of that nature which is to be debated, if it is outside of the music or creation of music. My name is Breeze, and this is my co-host, Shake B.
And today we are talking about the art of love. Yeah.
Shout out to love one time. How you feeling today?
I'm good. Let me give you this for the one time. But you don't know this.
No. The art of love.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
You was ready.
I was ready.
You was ready. Look, okay.
Look. Y'all know that, Toni Braxton.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Now you know. I've talked about Toni Braxton. Toni Braxton. And you dog me.
Yeah, because you know you wrong. Toni got some cuts.
So why did we want to talk about the art of love today?
I feel like it was a continuation of our little thing we got going on. This is the season finale of season three. Season finale. So I'm like, let's continue on. We had the art of playlisting. Mm-hmm. Then we had the art of sound. The art of sound. So now let's do the art of love.
Yes.
Well, for one, you always tell me I'm in the bedroom.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
And I'm going to continue to stay there until I get something else that puts me in another area.
But you know what? You can tell when music is not necessarily focused on or doesn't have really a meaning to it. Like, you can tell the difference between music when it's surfaced around love and, like, what does love bring, you know, being in love, falling out of love, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Some form of way we have to get back to the love of creating again,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I don't know. I just...
Well, I'm in the... I was telling you this earlier. I'm in a position of... I'm about to fall back in love with creating again because, you know, this is the season finale. So now it's time for me to switch back over to the producer engineer side. So I'm a little excited because I'm ready to see what this break that I've taken of not making any music is what I'm going to create now, because I'm like eager to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm ready to get back in the groove of making. I kind of started some this week, mm-hmm. but it was like, okay, what we about to do? What's the rollout now that we know that this season is about to be over with? So it's like, yeah, I'm ready now. And I feel like that's where I'm going to create probably some really good stuff, because I haven't been this excited in a while mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to make anything. So to get that feeling back, it's like, ooh, Shake, what you about to come up with?
Yes. See, that's what I'm talking about. Falling in love with creating again. So it's not necessarily the art of just love and music. It's about the art of love and loving the craft that you're doing, because there's so many people that are independent entrepreneurs right now.
Yes.
And, you know, you have to find a way to do the things that you love to do.
Yes.
And I think that we all have a playing field to where we're able to do just that.
Right.
And, yes, still keep your 9-to-5, okay? I'm not here to tell anybody quit your job to go pursue your dreams. If you're in the position to do that, yes, I'm here for you. I'm rooting for you, letting you know you can do it.
Right.
But you have to keep love in the forefront of what you're doing.
Right.
Because you just think about, like, anytime you go into, like, for me, if I go into, like, a design project and I'm kind of off balance, you know, I really can't connect to that piece because it's like I'm not enjoying it for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So it's okay to step away sometimes from beat making, from whatever it is that you're choosing to do, to come back into it with another mindset.
I feel like with social media, you really have to make sure that you're in tune with yourself because social media can have you pulled in so many different ways, whether it's good or bad. And it's like, if you don't know who you are and what you're trying to accomplish, then you can get sidetracked and give up because you have some people that will say, oh, you need to make a beat every day. You're not doing enough if you're not making a beat every day, or you're not making 10 beats a day. And it's like, that's not my creative process.
Right.
My creative process does not work off of me saying, oh, I'm going to create a beat every day. I got to do 10 beats a day. I got to do 20 beats a day. I got to do 50 beats a week. No, that's not how I work. And some people say that you need to create a beat when you're not feeling like creating a beat. I don't work that way. Mm-hmm. I can't work that way. I may not necessarily have a concept of what it is that I'm trying to create, but I have to be in a mold of let's see what we come up with.
Yeah.
Maybe it may not, maybe, okay, let's see what samples we can come up with today. Mm-hmm. Let's see what loops that you can work on. And for those producers out here that are saying that you cannot use loops, go do something with yourself. Because if you are on Tracklib, if you follow Tracklib, or if you follow anybody who does breakdowns of how samples go, like your favorite song, use a sample. I don't care if it's a 4-bar, 8-bar loop of a drum break. You know, most of James Brown's drummer, his stuff was sampled. It's like, shut the hell up. Mm-hmm. It's just that we've gotten to the point where the loops are now being created by the producers. So if you can work with a producer that makes sample packs, have at it. If you choose to manipulate the loop, if you choose to leave the loop as is, fine. You're creating it. Just you may take that loop and do something completely different than I may do with that loop. Mm-hmm. I may choose to leave it as is and build around that loop. There's nothing wrong with it. Create the way that you want to create. There's no different than the artist that will take a picture of something and trace it. And what it comes down to is, how did you shade it in?
Facts.
Did you shade it in a different way? Did you choose to use pencil versus using acrylic paint?
Facts.
It's the same way. You're still being creative. You just chose to take the outline of it. No different than a tattoo artist who uses stencil. They print out the stencil and draw it on there. But it's still that artist of being a tattooist that you have to take the ink and be able to shade in the way that it needs to be shaded in to create the look that you want to. Somebody else might take that same stencil and change the coloring and the shading of all things. It does not matter. If you are a creator, then create the way that you want to create. If you get in a room with the right people, then you got it.
Yeah. And that just goes into a conversation about how so many people say that the field of, like, the creative industry, whether it's the music industry, entertainment industry, whatever, is so oversaturated. But you have to think about, what value do you bring? What value does your talents bring to the table that person that does the same thing as you does not?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, and I'll just keep it real, because it's like, it's easy to kind of fall into the comparison bucket.
Right.
It's easy to say like, okay, but my stuff is not as good as theirs, or, you know, maybe they have more experience than I do.
Right, right.
And things like that. But it goes back to what you said about mindset and knowing who you are. As a creative, you always have to bring in the balance of knowing who you are, being mindful in continuing to build your confidence in the things that you're doing, because it's hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's definitely hard sometimes, and sometimes it can definitely come in the way of you pursuing the things that you want to do. Mm-hmm. Anything that I'm doing, I know that the process in which I do it,
mm-hmm.
it's with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that what I put together, mm-hmm. someone else probably couldn't put it together the way that I did. It's the minor details for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very attention to detail type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So like you brought up the example of drawing, like how many people have drawn that same Nipsey Hussle picture?
Exactly.
But each one that you see is different.
It's different because it's unique to whoever created it.
And your pencil, the way that you shade, and the way that your pencil touches that paper and connects to that paper, no one can tell you what you're releasing in that pen can be taken from you. So, creators, continue to create, continue to love what you're creating, and keep going.
Yeah, period. Because when, you know, as far as me, like, I follow, like, a lot of producers, engineers. Like, I use social media as my learning tool.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is for entertainment, but I want to say maybe 95% of it is me actually watching what is being put on there, how it's being put on there, what do I do versus what they do, not in the comparison of, oh, I do that better.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's okay. I didn't know about that trick.
Right.
Let me use it and see how I can implement that in my process.
Mm-hmm.
Bet, I got it. I look to see, okay, there may be some shortcut keys that I don't know. I'm not about to sit and learn the whole book of shortcut keys.
Right.
I'm just going to go with, let's just see what I come up with.
Yeah.
Let me see how I create. And then, you know, they say, oh, you got to be fast. I work at my own pace.
Mm-hmm.
I work at my own pace. And if I know that I can meet the deadline, I'm going to meet the deadline. Like, you don't have to. I feel like the music that I see from producers that put their stuff out on social media, I feel like my shit is better than theirs. Like, not saying that I'm comparing. It's just that I got something.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't came across who I need to come across yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to keep working at it. Like, I love that we are doing this now because it's allowing people to understand me.
Yeah.
So I like, they tell you that as a creator, you still have to use everything as a business. This is a portion of me doing my creativeness of being a producer engineer. I'm letting you know what's going on in this geeky mind of mine. I may not be as technical as other people who've been doing it. It's always going to be somebody who could be possibly better than me.
Yeah.
But as long as I know who I am, as long as I know what I'm capable of doing, I'm going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep striving for it. So it's like, just keep working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep working because a year ago, Perception Vibes was not here.
Yeah.
And we almost at a year. I am proud of us. I'm proud of where we came from. I'm proud of what we've been through. And I'm glad we are at where we're at, and we're going to evolve, and we're going to keep going. And we don't have a problem with working with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's another issue that people have, is everybody want money, 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 money. What can you do for me? You know, things like that. And I just want to build.
Mm-hmm.
I want to build. I want to grow. I want to learn. If I can learn from you, that's going to be better than you paying me anything. Mm-hmm. Because I know what I'm attracting, and I know the money is coming. So, therefore, just work. Let's work. Let's build. Let's have fun. I seen, there's a group of producers. I don't really know their names offhand, but I've been watching them. And to see a whole studio full of people working together, creating music, it's just so beautiful. I love it. I love it. I cannot wait to be in those types of rooms. It's not a room full of everybody getting high, getting drunk. It's everybody creating. Mm-hmm. You got like 5 different pianos going, somebody on the electric drum, somebody on the real drums. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to build. That's what I love seeing when it comes to creators. I don't necessarily need to see your screen to know step by step what you did. I want you to show me, like, show me you playing the piano, show me you playing all of these things. Like, let me see you working. That's the content that I be looking for. I don't want to just see you shaking the damn phone.
The boomerang.
That's why I don't really put out that many beat content like that, because that's not me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that person to just put it up to the speaker and I'm just...
So, it's like the way that you have to think about it is, what is it that you see from other producers that is missing, and then you provide that value?
I don't know. That's my dilemma.
That's how anybody that is stuck on... what content do I need to create? Because sometimes I'm that way about, you know, creating content for Perception Vibes, social media. It's just like, okay, I don't want to constantly just post, you know, clips from our episode. What other value can our social media bring to the table outside of our episodes? Or in that way, we can kind of merge what our episode is talking about and expound upon.
Right.
So it's like, what do I see other podcasts doing that I can say, I can take away and say, okay, I want to do that, but I want to do it like this so that it still fits who we are.
Right.
So it's not necessarily duplicating, but it's taking away and putting in what, you know, what it is that you're doing.
Yeah. I've been searching. I've been trying to figure that out. Because I don't want to just be another person that's just putting up videos of my FL sessions or my Pro Tools sessions. Mm-hmm. Like I said, that right there, that was what I saw. That was new to me, mm-hmm. to actually see them in a studio playing together and creating different beats. And then seeing that there are ways that you can do that. I don't know what I want to do yet as far as the social media content, because I know I do need to do more. Mm-hmm. I know that Instagram and TikTok are the two main ones, because I'm not doing everything. I'm not sure yet, mm-hmm. on what content I want to put up there, but I know I need to do it. Mm-hmm. I have no choice.
You don't
have a choice anymore. You have to give some type of creator content. I know for damn well I ain't doing no dances. I'm not doing no TikTok challenges. I ain't
y'all
doing
y'all remember Shay? No. She's about to do that Busta challenge. She bringing it back. Y'all thought it died down.
Don't play.
Okay. Don't play. Yeah, so that just takes us back to you know, the art of love. I want the love sounds that make me feel appreciated. You know, as a woman, like, I just want to feel appreciated when I listen to music. I don't necessarily need you to, like, get down on your bending knee and tell me how much you love me. Like, I don't need that. You know, say it in so many words, but know that I get the point. Mm. That's the music that I need. And that's what I think is missing. I think so many people, I'm not even going to say so many people. I think that what I've been trying to listen to and what people pipe up, it's like, it's heartbreaking to me. And it's just like, why are you so sad?
Like, who?
I don't want a name drop, but I, okay.
No, you gotta be honest, because I'm pretty sure. Like, I don't care what nobody say. I know there are enough people that will agree with either one of us or disagree. I don't really don't care anymore.
I've tried to listen to Giveon. If that's how you pronounce it, and I'm not gonna say that he probably is in the heartbreak. It's just that it just doesn't, it doesn't. It
Girl,
doesn't
he got me, these kids out here feeling like they done been, they had, they heart broke. Like,
I just, it that, just
that,
doesn't.
It's that,
I tried.
That anniversary song, oh my God.
I tried, and I really tried.
Okay, here's the thing. I love the tone of his voice.
Okay.
Don't necessarily like the music and the lyrical content of the music.
I don't even think I got that far. That's what I'm saying.
You see, you know, I gave him a chance. I listened, but no.
Those people be I love, they be hyping him up.
They do.
Like, okay.
No.
Yeah, so.
I do, but I do like his voice. I like his voice. And then there's a viral clip of him going around now of him singing one of the songs a cappella, and the vocals are good, but I don't like the song.
Yeah, just give me some feel-good music. Give me, you know.
So you haven't found anybody?
I have my selects. You know, I have my selects that make me feel good, but.
Is it current or is it still like maybe one or two years removed?
What you talking about? New music?
Yeah, is there any new music that you found?
Not that I have, no.
Oh.
No, I'm not even gonna say it. And
I feel like I've seen some. I just feel like it's not enough. So I can't really speak on them because you haven't given me enough to really say that, okay, because if you go and listen to it and you only got two or three songs, and out of that I only got one song, that's a waste of my time right now, because you haven't given me enough to really give you, like, the go ahead, okay.
But to that point, I recently had to do a project that had me to listen to Jidenna, which I never listened to him outside of the Classic Man. Mm. So it's like the project was for his album 85 to Africa.
Okay.
So anytime I'm creating something, I have to connect to the music. I have to listen to the music. I have to know the mission behind the music. I do a lot of research when I'm creating a project. So when I listen to the album, I'm like, okay, this is a slight vibe right here.
I haven't listened to it.
Like, okay, play this song.
I've listened to a few, but not really.
Yeah, but this one but this goes with what I'm talking about. It's the feel good music, okay? And he calls it Afrobeat music. It's called Sufi Woman. Like, I've been playing it nonstop. And I would have never listened to this album had it not been for. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Sufi Woman. Bring me you see, you already feel it.
Yeah. I would listen to that. That gives me Black is King vibe.
Mm.
I feel like that's what Beyonce was trying to go for with Black is King. Some of that kind of vibe.
And
I feel like that's why they gave her so much shit. They were trying to say that she was trying to cultural appropriate.
Yeah.
Which is bull, but whatever. I will listen to that.
Yeah, but like,
so you saying you ready to get in touch with your newbie inside with the vibes?
Yeah, I guess because I like those songs that I can kind of, you know, do my little.
Your little shimmy.
Yeah, my little.
Oh, hell no.
One more time.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so those type of songs, like I want those that, like, feel good. Like, you see how the song, just in that clip, you can tell he's talking about a woman and how, you know, she's beautiful and things like that. But mm-hmm. he's not necessarily, you know, I don't want those.
You don't want the ballads. You don't want the ballads anymore. You don't want the ballads anymore. Yeah, like, I'm over the ballads.
Let's dance. You know what I'm saying? Like, my music has to have an intention with no intent.
Break that down.
Okay. So the intention is already there. Right, like you're definitely, if you're doing what you're doing, you're gonna do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, the intention is there, but it's not so obvious. Like, we ain't gotta get straight to the point. Foreplay with my music, you know what I'm saying?
So you in the old category now.
What's that? What's that?
Because I think these new kids don't. They want you to be blunt and honest.
No, that's so corny. Like, let me just tell y'all, that is corny. And if you're getting straight to the point, then I don't know what you're doing. I just don't know. Like, that's blah. Like, don't even call my phone. How about that? Like, foreplay with the music, that'll be fine. And yeah, intention with no intent, you know? Period.
I really do not know what I want to hear anymore.
Well, I just
know that I love R&B. I'm going to always choose that first. It's just I'm trying to be a part of what's next because.
Are you bored right
now? I'm bored. I am bored. I am truly, truly, truly bored. Like, I'm so bored that I even went over to see what the hell was going on with rap. And I'm like, oh, hell no. No. Yeah. No. I know I'm not old. I'm not old. But when you get to the point where every song you listening and you're like, what the hell is this?
That face was terrifying.
Oh my god! When you sit there and you like what?
It just has to make me be like, hold up,
yes.
Let me double back real quick, and I haven't double back. I skip.
I haven't, like, even with R&B. I haven't had that. I haven't had that at all. Where you, I'm just like, ooh. What's that?
Yeah.
I haven't had that. And it's like, what's going on? Like, I really need people to understand, like, all of these shade rooms and all of them putting up billboards and saying first week sales, it's bullshit. Of course, Queen Naija is going to be number one when she just dropped on Friday because nobody else that's popular has dropped anything, so of course everybody is going to go listen to that, but it's not truly number one. I respect Jasmine Sullivan being at number three more than I respect Queen Naija at number one because she just came out and everybody going to chase to see what it was. Those numbers are not real. Jasmine Sullivan being number three is more real. That's just how I feel because it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, no.
It's not number one. It's number one because everybody went to go stream it. It's not number one because it's a great album. It's not number one because it was that great of quality music. It's number one because everybody went to go stream it three or four times. Now, am I saying it's a bad album? No, I'm not saying that. But for y'all to already saying, oh, it's already number one, number one, number one. Who came out with something?
Does this make you a hater?
No, it does not make me a hater. It lets me know that the streaming and Billboard charts is bullshit from a creative side, from the creative side of it, because it's not realistic. Mm-hmm. It's not realistic anymore. And when the hell did we get so worried about Billboard charts? I don't recall being so invested in Billboard charts. I thought that was like the label thing. When did we start caring about who album was number one? When did it become like the average listener bringing that up as a debate about albums being number one? That never was the issue. Why is that an issue now?
So what was the argument before?
The argument before, well, was it a good album? Mm-hmm. Did you have it with no skips?
Because you know what? I used to get into so many arguments with people coming from me for being a Wayne fan. And it's just like, and of course people would do the old played out, okay, well, he ain't better than Jay-Z. And it's just like, bruh,
Lil Wayne, not better than Jay-Z? That's what it was said?
Yeah, you know, they used to have that comparison, but that's two different rap styles. How do you compare those two?
And if I want to be honest, I would pick Wayne over Jay-Z.
You would?
I would pick Wayne over Jay-Z.
Interesting.
I would. That does not say that Lil Wayne is better than Jay-Z.
Interesting.
I'm saying that I would rather listen to Lil Wayne than Jay-Z.
That's still interesting.
Because you want to know something really, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a lot of hate for it, but I don't care. I didn't start listening to Jay-Z really, really until Blueprint 2.
Is that
I respected Reasonable Doubt.
R-O-C, yeah, number one.
Yes.
That was my sign.
I didn't really, really, truly, like, I didn't, in the beginning, I didn't. First of all,
ooh,
because I still am the hardcore Puck fan.
Okay.
Jay-Z died too. I was not listening to you.
Dang. Okay.
I wasn't listening to you. And then there was a point where I had stopped listening to Nas. I was that Puck fan.
Okay.
So, no, for a long time, I'm like, I don't listen to Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. But then I had to go back and I listened. Did I respect what he put out? Yes, I do. Do I rock Reasonable Doubt? Yes, I do. But when it comes to who did I follow from beginning and even now, it's Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. I was with Lil Wayne when they had Guerrilla Warfare. And you ain't no true Lil Wayne fan if you don't know what Guerrilla Warfare is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long I've been rocking with Wayne, since the very beginning. I'm going to go with Wayne first.
I would have never guessed that.
Why?
I would have never guessed that.
I'm the reason why you listen to Wayne.
That's a fact, but I thought you would have been on the Jay-Z side.
No, ma'am.
Interesting. I didn't start listening.
You didn't start listening to Wayne. Oh, Jay-Z.
Yeah, I didn't start listening to like exactly what he was saying until probably a couple years ago. And that's because he wasn't my style of music.
Right.
Like he just wasn't, you know, I never hated on him, but I'm a hardcore Wayne fan. So it's just like anything, like, if I'm going to listen to rap, I'm going to listen to Wayne, Kanye, and Rick Ross. Like, those would be my top three rap people that I listen to. But Wayne, always. Shout out to Lil Wayne.
Crazy. He had a crazy run, and nobody gives him his respect. Squad Up, all of them Squad Up mixtapes, all of those. Dedications.
He's just metaphorically correct. Like that, I don't know. I used to like Wayne, and that's why when, you know, stuff that recently came out, you know, last year about, you know, we ain't got to tap in on it because we are not here to talk about politics, gossip, news, anything of that nature. But when all that came out, people are like, how can you still be a Wayne fan, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, at the end of the day, certain artists have had an impact on me personally that I'm not going to allow something that they do in their personal lives, their personal decision, personal opinions, whatever the case may be, to take away from that. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, even in the last episode, we talked a lot about how certain music saved our life. And mm-hmm. it's just like, for me, I wasn't the most confident person in my teenage years. I wasn't the most vocal person in my teenage years. So it's just like, his personality is, you know, I'm going to be who I am. This is who I am, take it or leave it, but I'm going to still do me. Wayne gave me the confidence to be like, you know, I don't care mm-hmm. if you like what I do or if you like the way I dress or whatever the case may be. This is who I am, take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. So, and it's just like a lot of the things that I'm doing now, I'm doing because I just wanted it to somehow get to Wayne. Like, I didn't start my drawing career until, well, of course, I was trying to, you know, be better than y'all. But I wanted to draw. Once I started drawing, I wanted to get better because I wanted to draw pictures of Wayne. Mm-hmm. I didn't start graphic design until MySpace pages. I taught myself graphic design doing MySpace pages because I wanted to have mine with a bunch of Wayne. Like,
and when I tell y'all, whole room, all four walls, nothing but
like from ceiling
to floor.
Yeah, not you couldn't see a piece of paint.
Oh, Wayne.
I still have every magazine. I used to buy two magazine covers. Like, this is love, okay? This is love. But it's just like, and even I tried to rap. I just wanted to find some avenue to be like, hey, Wayne, I'm just trying to let you know I'm your biggest fan. So if you want to know where Breeze came from, it was Breezy. But, you know, I'm a little more mature now. So, you know. And people kept trying to, like, I used to get a bunch of Chris Brown pages following me because of Chris Breezy. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, I'm not Chris Brown fan. Lil Wayne. So I had to drop the Y. So it's officially Breeze now. But, yeah. So, shout out to Wayne 5 times.
Yeah. But do you think we've reached a point where every melody or chord progression has been released out and that now we are stuck just recreating what's already been done? Because from the producer side of me, there is only 7 letters in the alphabet of music, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. It's either sharp, flat, minor, diminished, major, augmented, inverted. Like, these are just different variations of these letters. Do you think we've reached a point where you can't create anything new? It's all been done before. Because I feel like music has reached a point where now I said this before, like, we just recreating old songs. Like, have we really reached the point where all we want to do is make the hit song so that we go viral?
I don't think that the focus should necessarily be what new can I create, but really just take an account for what's been done and kind of evolve it. Like, you're always going to evolve something. Like, the tennis shoe is already made, but how many different shoes are being produced on a daily basis?
Like, have we reached a point where there's no way we can really create anything new? I don't think so. I just want to know. That's like a general question for everybody. Like, do you feel like we can create anything new from the chords? Like, there's only, how many times can you switch up a 251 chord progression.
I'm not even sure what that means.
I know you're not, but I'm just saying, like, this is a question for everybody. Yeah, like, yeah. can you continue to keep switching up these chord progressions? Can you make a melody that hasn't already been made? That's, like, the question for all creators.
I don't know.
Because now I feel like it's just, we're just, like, now I'm hearing all these Project Pat songs being redone over with. Now we redoing the Gucci songs, like, for verbatim, like, of what it was already like. Like, you haven't changed anything, but just put a loud-ass 808 on it. Mm-hmm. Have we reached a point that we just don't care? It's just like, I know that my generation and the young generation are going to like it because it was already a hit 15 years ago. So let's just do it again. And I'm just going to, like, I really want an answer to that.
So what would you do differently? If not just add a 808 or whatever, what would you do differently to still bring that in? Because it's just because in a way it's keeping that music alive.
I'm not saying that there's anything wrong.
I'm just saying, like, in a way it's keeping that music alive. So what would you do differently so that it's not just being, you know, dished out as the same?
That's a good question. I don't know. I like the samples. I like it. Some of them I don't really care for. But for the most part, I do. If it was, like, something that I really enjoyed listening to, then I will give it a listen. I don't know. Because when it comes down to actually breaking it down, like, the sample part of it, you still have to make sure that everything is in key. And I feel like with a lot of producers, they don't necessarily know how to play certain instruments. Like, you got to make sure that the bass is right, and you still got to stay within that key. So it's like, majority of the time, all they're doing is just taking it. There are some songs that actually, like, recreated it, and they might have changed one or two notes of the melody or the progression. But for the most part, you know what that song is. I'm still trying to figure it out for myself. Because, like I said, I sample old stuff. I sample new stuff. I use loops and all of those things. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the things that may be the reason why I'm slowing down, is because I want to make sure that it's still me.
Yeah.
I'm still putting my creativeness in it, and I'm not just using a sample and just throwing some drums on it and then, oh, boom, we got a beat. Because that's not what I want. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So that's just my, okay, I don't listen to Eric Bellinger, in one of your beats from, you know, your latest release, Vibes of This Gemini, I didn't notice that was a sample. So is that what you meant?
No, I didn't put that on Vibes. That was just something that I just put up on social media after I finished creating it. You talking about the one that I had you make the video for?
Yeah.
No, that was just something that I was working on. Like, that was kind of where I was trying to see if I, you know, still can flip a sample. Mm-hmm.
But is that what you mean, though?
Something, yeah, like, because you can't really, you have to know what that song is in order for you to catch the sample.
So who's successfully doing that right now?
I don't know their names offhand. But for the most part, who Eric Bellinger works with, they're pretty good at hiding the sample. I mean, you know what it is. There are some that are pretty obvious that there are those songs, But there are some. And who works with Bryce? Bryson Tiller had some that was kind of, you couldn't really tell unless you knew. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like, okay, so on the last Eric Bellinger one, there's a song on there he did for Seduction. Mm-hmm. Usher's Seduction, mm-hmm, from Confessions. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a fan of it because it's like, it's just, you just redid it over again. Mm-hmm. You didn't change anything about it. It's like the same vibe.
How does the hook go?
I'm not saying. It goes to your point, and I can't stand you, but okay.
Mm-hmm. But
I'll play it.
Somehow you keep getting on Perception Vibes, so.
Because this is why I say, like, people, where I get mad at people because they want to call everybody a hater. It's not being a hater. It's just being opinionated.
This is my perception.
I can't. See, you hear it all?
Oh, yeah. They speeded it up. Fireworks blowing out your frame. Yeah.
Give all you could take. Make you say my name. Okay. Right?
That's lazy so, to you.
Huh?
Is that lazy to you?
Yeah.
You didn't try?
Yeah, because you still got the same, you still have the same bass line. Like, the guitar is slightly different. It's not exactly the melody of Seduction from Usher, but it's the melody from, mm-hmm, Seduction.
Yeah.
So it's like, you ain't do nothing different. You could have took that and did something completely different with it. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion. I'm not hating. I like the song. I definitely listen to the song over and over again. But as a producer, I'm like, we could have did something different.
Now, speaking of Usher, I just seen a recent post from JD, Jermaine Dupri, that they did their final studio visit to get you your Confessions too. Are you ready, boo?
You mean Confessions too?
It is Confessions too, right?
Yeah, I'm wrong. I'm not looking forward to it.
But it's JD and Brian Michael Cox.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm not going to say I'm not looking forward to it. I'm just
going
to wait.
I'm still going to listen, but I'm not looking forward to it. You got to remember what Confessions was for that time. It was 2004. It was graduation year for me. Like, a lot of things was going on for me that year. Mm-hmm. And the way that music was going that year, it's like that we went to the concert, we saw Usher live, we saw him perform Confessions,
and like, I brought the DVD.
We had the DVD with the, like, with the videos and everything. Like, you have to make sure you kill it.
Yeah,
you kill it. And if you still have that damn LMA song on there, that's already a strike one. I did not like that song. Now, what was that one that had the Computer Love little ditty in it? Bad Habit.
Okay.
That was cool. I liked that one. I liked that vibe. But I felt like, why did you need to add the Computer Love part of it in there? Like, you ain't need to. You didn't have to.
Like,
you didn't have to do that breakdown in there. Like,
yeah, it's just so many classics just on this one album.
Yeah, the whole album. You can let it play.
Yeah.
That was the last album from Usher that you can play from beginning to end, because, what is it, 8701, you can let that play. Like, I'll go ahead and say Usher's, what, first five albums? Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Even Here I Stand was cool.
Yeah.
Raymond versus Raymond was aight. And is then that, everything after that, I ain't really. Hearts of Love was actually a good album. And that was only because I was tortured into listening to it all the time.
I don't know that one.
Heart of Love was cool. But the first five albums Usher had, you pretty much can let them play from beginning to end. Now, that's very hard to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that, I don't know, it's like music was a different time back then. And there's no reason why it can't be that way now with you having so much at your hands now.
Has the current state of, like, the world right now, do you think that has an impact on the way music is not necessarily released, but the type of music that is released? Because, like, you think about the early 2000s and things like that, like, it just seems like everybody was, like, happy, you know? And it was just like, we was dancing. You had so many different dances. You had to lean with it, rock with it. You had,
but they're dancing now.
I know, but it's just like.
But I feel like now the dancing is just to go viral.
I don't know.
Is it necessarily.
So are we making 2-minute songs so we can snatch out that 15, 30-second clip for that viral moment?
That's how I feel.
Because I'm over the one verse, one hook, and go. I'm over those songs. Because it's just like, sometimes when the song is actually good, it's just like, bruh, like, why was it so short? Mm-hmm. And then the ones that are too long is just like, yeah, that was way too long. Like, why did you give me 4 minutes of the same hook, same bridge?
But when you really, okay, so when you really look at the format of how songs were made that were longer, you got 3 verses. Yeah, you got 3. You got the intro. You got 3 verses. You got maybe a pre-chorus, maybe not. You got the bridge. And then you ride out with the chorus for like 2 minutes sometimes. A minute. Do you want that? So what do you want then? It's like... It's kind of subjective now at this point. Like, what do you want?
Yeah. Do you think that, like, for our times, we had the Ushers, we had the Genuines, we had, who else? We had the Tyrese, you know, how would they survive in today's music?
They wouldn't.
Yeah. And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear them. I want a vibe to my music, and sometimes, like, when I think about them, like, if they tried, I would, it's almost in the scenario of, like, my dad trying to be cool again.
What I think is, oh, yeah, I got an example. So, I heard H-Town, girl, they came out with something. And I'm like, who the hell told y'all to release some music?
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, no.
See, that's what I'm saying.
The problem is they not with the right producers. The problem is that they're still in that era. Mm-hmm. They're still trying to hold on to that era because they feel that because people like us are continuously saying we missed the old thing. But there's a difference. You can still get that feel. You can still get that vibe. It's just don't completely go back to that vibe.
Yeah.
Because then they try to overdo it. Like, they was over singing on some songs. I'm like, no, who told you to do that? No.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't know. Even Donnell Jones came out with something recently, and I'm like, no.
I wouldn't even tap on that.
It's all about their producers. I feel like there could be a place for H-Town. There could be a place for Donnell Jones. There could be a place for Genuine. I really feel like, I don't know, you know, it ain't none of my business what happened between Timberland and Genuine, but I felt like Genuine needed to take his ass back to Timberland. Mm-hmm. It worked, but for whatever reason, they don't work together anymore. But I feel like when Genuine left and not worked with Timberland anymore, that's when he started going. That's just me personally. I still love Genuine. And you know what? That TGT album was actually really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they got that little issue with Tyrese and... I even would have been fine without having Tyrese on the second album and just being taking Genuine. Mm. but I don't think that's gonna happen. But see, but that was like 8 years ago when that album came out. But it still could be a place for them. Because Tank right now is still pretty relevant, even though that that woman's worth song.
Give me Masego, give me Sir, give me Miguel, give me Ivan Takes, Black, give me who else do I listen to? I don't even know.
I like all of them, but I'm still selective.
That's my vibe, though.
Okay, speaking of Miguel, vibes. You was trying to play me. I have a Miguel song that I did like.
It's probably on, was that album called Vixen? No, the song on there was called Vixen.
No, check yourself. It's on when he just dropped the Art Dealer Chic 4.
Okay.
Get off my back.
It sounds like a Shake B track.
I quit.
Okay, but I'm surprised in a way.
Let the world crash and burn. I'm down, down.
This is the Miguel. That's the Miguel.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's the Miguel that I like.
Okay.
That's the Miguel I like.
But that's
get
what
off
I'm
my
saying.
Back.
But see what I'm saying? That's a vibe. That's a vibe. That's a vibe.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I need.
That's weird, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't listened to the lyrics yet. I just heard the beat. I was more focused on the beat when I heard it. But that's where I'm at. That's what I love. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear something like that. We don't necessarily have to be all the way in the bedroom.
Right.
Just give me a vibe.
Give me the intention with no intent. Like.
Have you listened to the Ari Lennox and Queen Naija song yet?
No. I'm waiting for the visual.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
I'm waiting for the visual because I want to compare I want to see it. As a whole piece of work.
That visual has to correlate with the song.
Mm-hmm.
It has to.
Yeah, I haven't listened yet.
Don't give me no bullshit white background with y'all dressed in whatever y'all decide to dress in. Give me the visual of the lyrics of the song, because in reality, it's just Usher in... Usher and R. Kelly, same girl, just
okay,
the
okay.
woman's version.
Yeah, because it's going to set him up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see it.
I like the song.
That's what I'm going
to
listen.
I like the song. I like it, but okay. I have to see the visual.
Okay.
I got to see the visual. See, I wasn't going to tell you because I wanted your opinion without
Again,
me saying.
Again, I'm surprised. You are just full of surprises today.
Why, though?
I don't know. It's just certain. I don't know. I sometimes I feel like you put some music in a category and shut it off.
No, see, and that's what I keep trying to tell you, that you're wrong, because I don't. I will give everything that's R&B and rap, I'll give it a chance. Nine times out of ten, I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to give it a chance. And I can listen to it and give you a producer and engineer aspect of it. Mm-hmm. It's just that when it comes to the fan part of me, I'm hell no, I don't want to hear that shit. Turn it up.
But, you know, like, to go back to the topic of the conversation today, it's just like the art of love. You have to love in order to create art.
Yes.
And so sometimes simple things like changing your surroundings, changing your environment can impact what you're creating. Like when I watched video or the mini documentary that Solange did on when she was creating
Seat at the Table,
when she was creating Seat at the Table, and she explained how she went to different.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, I seen that.
And it's just like, that's beautiful to me.
Your boy do that too, hater.
Who?
Eric.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Listen, I only do that just to piss her off. It's no shade. We love Eric.
But it's just like because even when Kanye was making his album.
When he was in Wyoming?
Yeah, he did the same thing. So it's just like sometimes it's just a simple thing of changing your environment, changing who you're around, remove some things.
Yeah.
You gotta release to receive.
Right, because, you know, there's some writers that have to just go somewhere and just be isolated, and it's just them by themselves to focus.
Yeah.
That is very true. That is very true.
Yeah, so I'm kind of sad that it's the season finale.
Really?
But I'm excited for what the next season will bring.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this season we kind of gave a bit of a background glimpse into who we are.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it's still a lot more to go.
Yeah, so it's just like I want to continue to at least because you have to even in the sense of where I'm saying that I want the music that makes me feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
You have to treat this is for our creators. You have to treat the things that you're doing for your audience. Customer service is a must.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like customer service is not just hello, how are you. Customer service is knowing what your customers are, what they love, what mm-hmm. they like,
mm-hmm.
and what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we appreciate the feedback that we have been receiving for this season, and it's just like a lot of people have been saying that they want more of our personalities to kind of come out and why we think the way we think versus just giving reviews. And that's another reason why we made Perception Vibes. We don't want it to be, you know, music reviews where we just talk about the latest release and, you know, we like it, we don't like it. You know, we want to continue to make sure that our opinion is not just an opinion, it's a conversation. So let's talk R&B, Perception Vibes. Let's give our perception of music. Let's give our perception of our journey into this industry and even creating this podcast.
Right.
So, yeah.
I enjoyed this season. I feel like each season is just getting better and better and better. And I love where we're going. I love what we do. It brings me joy to come here every time and work on this because it's breaking me out of my comfort zone. So for the longest, it's always an excuse. I don't want to do that because I don't like the way my voice sounds. I don't want to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like now it's putting me in the position where I was like, all right, Shake, well, we've been doing Perception Vibes. Now what you about to transfer? How are you going to break out of your comfort zone in your music? Might get a glimpse of some songwriting.
Nice. So it's like about time.
Let's push it and see.
Why y'all playing? She is a singer, a songwriter, a producer, an engineer, all that good stuff. I'm going to just go ahead and pat Miss Thing on over here on
I'm
the
quiet.
Back. She
I'm
is quiet, but she's very, very a little too quiet for me.
It's my confidence. I'm building.
Yes.
Because people have you out here thinking that you gotta be out here. I know what the hell I'm talking about. It's me. I'm not. Shut up.
Yeah.
There are some people out here that's like, I know I can, but I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can.
Okay.
But.
Yeah.
I have to get over me.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn about nobody else. I have to get over me. Mm-hmm. And when you can get over you, then that's when you know you the shit.
Yeah.
So I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I, like, even I still have sometimes even watching us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes because it's like, Shaq, you really took your ass out. You got all this on YouTube. Yeah, y'all might not think it because we don't got 50 million views, but it's a big thing to me. Like, yeah. What? Oh.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
All right, but.
Milestones. Appreciate your milestones.
I do. Appreciate
your progress. Appreciate your process. Things that you're going through, you are definitely growing through. So I want to shout out 4-4 Creators for assisting us yet again.
Yes, thank you.
This season would not be what it was if it wasn't for our producer, Warren. Shout out to 404 Creators. One time for the one time.
Yes, those.
We want to shout out Modern Day Apparel for the apparel. We want to shout out Rose Gold Vibrations that always keeps my vibe so right.
I can't wait to get mine.
Make sure you follow. We want to shout out Shake House Music Group.
Let's go.
We want to shout out Inventing the Impossible.
Let's go.
We want to shout out Miss Lowe for being our first featured guest. And we thank each and every one of you guys who watch us every week. Shout out to y'all.
Thank you.
Shout out to y'all. So,
thank you.
Amazing season. Amazing season. Yeah,
make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe down below, and we will be back for another great season. I think we might go ahead and switch over to some producers next season.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's what I want to do.
Okay. And you can go ahead and follow your girl. Nah, that's you can keep that, but... You know how they be like, it's your girl. No, you can follow.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not about to get up here and do all that gimmicky shit now.
It's your girl. Look, it's your girl. No, for real.
I bet you ain't going to spit out them bars you did.
What?
It's your girl, Breezy. You know, what the hell it go? How it go?
Okay. Y'all want a hot 16 before we leave? Okay. What was it?
I dare you to do it.
All right. Look, I'm not going to look at the camera. Wait, how? Oh, yes. My very first song, my very first rap song. It went like, it's your girl, Bree, and I'm a thug lady. Money on my mind like Weezy F, baby. Fresh white tee, fresh fitted cap, fresh Air Forces. Oh, I think I like that.
That ain't my favorite one, though. But we got
that was my very first one. That was my very first one. I'm not going to give y'all the bars. Y'all not ready for that.
You can follow me at Shake House MG, all one word.
And you can follow me at _ Cool Breeze, no E on my name, because I'm
Hey, another season.
Another season.
And we out.
Crazy.